We're going to turn now to a hush-hush topic, one of the more controversial methods used for screening federal employees for security clearances. Polygraphs, or lie detector tests, are mostly banned in the private sector and, in fact, denounced by scientists. But McClatchy newspapers recently reported 73,000 Americans submitted to the tests for federal employment last year. In this week's Legal Loop segment, we're looking at what agencies can do under the law and what your rights are if you're asked to take a lie detector test. Federal employment lawyer Bill Bransford is a partner at Shaw, Bransford & Roth. He joins us now. Good morning, Mr. Bransford.
Well, good morning, Emily. How are you?
Fine, thank you.
So good morning, Tom.
Let's start off by talking about when these lie detector tests or polygraph tests are actually used by agencies.
Well, they're used by some agencies, and many do not. But they're often used to screen applicants before they start working at the agency, just to make sure, and they also get the employees in the habit of expecting these polygraph tests from time to time, particularly at agencies like NSA, CIA, and FBI, where they're very commonplace. And there are a number of other agencies where they're done also, but particularly in those agencies where, at the CIA, for example, when you do your five-year update, you'll have a follow-up polygraph test. But the first one, the screening, that's the one they take you through, and everything's great, and they want to offer you a job, and the only thing left is the polygraph, and you have to pass that. So that can be a very nervous event for somebody, especially somebody that hasn't had a polygraph before. And, of course, they can go a variety of ways. Polygraph examiners take these, do these tests in different ways. They come to different conclusions. It's pretty well known and accepted within the industry that the biggest benefit of a polygraph exam is not being able to read the little bodily reactions and say, oh, you're lying about that, but to read those charts and then have a dialogue with the person being polygraphed about, oh, you showed a reaction here. You must have some uncomfortableness with this, or you must be holding back something. And it's incredible the things that people will then say and admit to. And once they've admitted to things that are problematic, then the agency will use the person's own words to screen them away from having a job at the CIA or NSA or FBI, which I think use them in that way more than the others do.
So what is the limits of what they can ask a person about? And I guess the follow-on question would be, why would anyone bother to work there?
Well, I think it's viewed as a pretty prestigious place to work by all three of those agencies. There are opportunities, particularly at the CIA, for not only important work, but reasonably well-paid work when you go overseas. And and most people seem to do pretty well with the polygraph. Now, the limits, they certainly, in most polygraphs, at least ask about foreign contacts, any affinity you might have toward a foreign government, a connection you might have with a foreign country, like relatives in the country, or other contacts, girlfriends or whatnot, boyfriends from another country. And most ask at least those questions. And others have gone beyond that to ask lifestyle questions, things about what did you do in your youth, drugs, did you commit any crimes, and getting into a lot of serious things that are pretty personal and might be viewed as by another agency as maybe across the line, but you're seeing it more and more, particularly in the screening. And when people then confess to some serious crimes, it's used against them. They're trying to be honest on the polygraph, and it's used against them to find them unsuitable.
We're speaking with lawyer Bill Bransford of Shaw, Bransford & Roth. So as that applicant for a job or as that employee going in for sort of a follow-up polygraph, do you have any rights? I mean, as you talked about, this could be something that is at least, at the very least, psychologically disturbing to you. Are there any limits that you can set?
Well, when you can always walk out, but then you don't get the job.
Right, exactly. But anything else that you can do sort of to protect your own privacy?
Well, I think the polygraph, other than the fact that you're not going to get the job, is kept private, except if you confess to a crime, it is reported to law enforcement, which is interesting. So, you know, you're not supposed to it's not supposed to be something that can be used against you in a criminal matter, but they do report the fact that you said this to law enforcement, and if they can find other evidence that you did this activity, you could be prosecuted.
But in your experience, how much discretion does an NSA or a CIA or any agency use in applying the information they get? Suppose someone had a little blip on the chart, and they admit, well, they had a joint when they were in college,
well,
or they had a beer while they were driving a car 30 years ago. Are they going to deny someone a job on that basis?
Yeah, Tom, that's a really hard question to answer, because that little blip on the screen, you know, the polygraph examiner may feel that I really want to probe this because I think there's something there, and something in their judgment says probe it. But the person being polygraphed never sees that blip, and they never get it later. They never get the charts. They're never able to have somebody else look at the reasonableness of that conclusion. And you might get into a big battle with a lot of, you know, strong-arming this polygraph applicant about this little blip that maybe another polygraph examiner might think is not all that significant. And sometimes people get their words twisted, and sometimes they say things in a way they didn't mean to, and it's taken out of context, or maybe they are trying to hide something. So it can be difficult, and the ability to fight back is limited, because you don't see the charts. You don't get a chance to argue with. You can't bring your own polygraph expert in and say, oh no, you know, you're misreading that. It's not like a court of law where you've got a lawyer fighting for your rights. It's very much oriented toward the agency and the employer.
And Bill, in general, how trustworthy are the results of a polygraph test? I mean, how standardized are the processes, and how reliable are they?
Well, I think the processes for the standard polygraph are pretty standardized. There are some alternative, I don't know if they're polygraphs, but truth detector methods that are being experimented with and used. But how reliable are they? The courts still don't accept them as evidence. And a lot of people in the scientific community believe that many people, particularly those that we should be most concerned about, have learned how to control their bodily reactions as they're given a polygraph, and therefore escape detection, and that very nervous people will react to things that are really perfectly innocent, but they're uncomfortable with them, and therefore is a problem. And those polygraph examiners are supposed to be able, a really good one, to draw the distinctions, but you know, it's not clear that they always can. And after a number of efforts to make polygraph examination results admissible in court, they still are not. After, it's been 30, 40 years, 50 years, I think, that's been a serious effort, and they're still not admissible because they haven't proven that they're reliable. But government uses them to screen applicants. And also, if you're at the CIA or NSA or one of those agencies where you don't have any rights, they might use the results of a polygraph without you ever confessing to anything to terminate your employment down the road.